蓝天之下有滋润的水泉，旷野之中有歇脚的绿洲。欢迎来到蓝天绿洲。
欢迎收听蓝天绿洲，我是李诺。朋友，我想问问你，在什么样的情况下你会发出惊叹、讶异甚至是尖叫的声音呢？也许你会说，是让你吃惊、让你震撼或者是让你恐惧的时候。的确啊，大多数的情况下呢，我们都是在感官受到刺激的时候才会出现这样的状况。比如说，看到了一些超出我们认识的事物，听到了一些从未听过的信息。通常这些状况中呢，我们不是受到惊吓，就是被震撼，也可能是深受感动。不管怎么说呀，我们必须承认，当我们接触到一些从未听闻、从未体验过的事物时，往往会不自控的，可能很夸张的去表达出当下的真实感受。就好像我们去看魔术表演，特别是一些惊险的画面，我们往往都会发出惊呼。同时呢，内心也会不断的发问，说这是怎么回事？是什么原理？为什么会这样？他是怎么做到的呢？这都是人内心的求知欲和好奇心产生的反应。那么，总有一些词语就是来形容这些十分震撼、让人难以接受、无法理解的事物和现象的。比如说无法想象、难以想象、不可思议、难以言表。而今天呢，查尔斯带我们思想的题目则是超乎想象。这同样是在表达着跟刚刚那些词语相近的意义。接下来我们就一起来听听看查尔斯要跟我们分享怎样超乎想象的事物吧。
It will be like when I walk by your side. I can only imagine what my eyes will see when your face is before me. I can only imagine.Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagineI can only imagine. I can only imagine when that day comes and I find myself standing in the sun. I can only imagine when all I would do is forever, forever worship you.I can only imagine, yeah. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus? Or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence? Or to my knees will I fall? When all I would do is forever, forever worship you.
This week on Haven Today, we're in a series that we're calling Beyond Imagination. And we're going to talk about that song and the meaning behind it. And in just a moment, we'll hear more from Bart, but I want you to hear a testimony from Valerie. She, like Bart Millard, lives in Texas. Her story sounds very similar to Bart's and shows the power of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I want you to listen with me, and let's be blessed.
这个星期我们开始一个系列的节目，主题是超乎想象。我们会谈谈刚才这首诗歌和它背后的含义，也会听听巴尔特·米拉尔德的分享。不过，首先我想请你听听华乐丽姊妹的见证。她和巴尔特同样是美国德州人，两人的经历也是很类似，同样彰显出耶稣基督福音的大能。请你留心收听，一定能获得祝福。
I grew up with three brothers and four sisters. My father was a very hard-working man and provided well for the family. But he was like a Dr. Jekyll and a Mr. Hyde. He was filled with so much anger, and we experienced physical and emotional abuse every single day. My mother was the one who took the brunt of it, but we all had our share. At that time, I hated my father for many years. He was a horrible person, and the kind of scars he left behind don't heal easily. But I think that forgiveness is the key. I now call my dad a walking miracle. For many years, he has been a faithful, devoted servant of God. All traces of his hateful, angry, abusive nature have been wiped away. He now tells us that he loves us, which we never heard when we were growing up. It's like night and day. I couldn't ask for a better father. You can't deny the work that God has done in his heart and in his life. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for making my earthly father the man you intended him to be. And thank you, Haven Ministries, for allowing me to share. What the enemy meant for evil, God worked it out for good. Thank you.
我有三个兄弟，四个姐妹。我小时候，父亲工作非常勤奋，所以一家大小生活无忧。但我父亲却像小说中性格分裂的科学怪人。他总是怒气冲冲，每一天对我们不是狠打就是怒骂。我的母亲首当其冲，受气最多，但我和兄弟姐妹们也都不能幸免。那时候我很恨我的父亲，有很长一段时间他就是这么一个可怕的人。对我造成的心灵伤害也不是一下子就能痊愈，但最重要的是要饶恕。现在我称我的父亲是个活生生的神迹。最近这些年来，他已经成为一个忠心委身侍奉神的人。过去那些怒气、愤恨、家暴的痕迹已经荡然无存。现在他常说他爱我们，这种话在我小时候从来没听过。现在的他和过去真有天壤之别。我现在觉得他是最好的父亲。没有人能否认 神在他心灵和生命中所做的工作。感谢天父，使我地上的父亲成为神所喜悦的人。仇敌想作恶，但神使他转化成为善。感谢神。
Jesus can transform lives, can't he? And we see that in the life of Bart Millard and his father, Art. Through a cancer diagnosis, the Lord humbled him and opened his eyes and saved him by God's grace. Arthur Millard became a child of God and a good father, and he became Bart's best friend. It was this restored relationship that showed Bart the true power of the gospel. But it wasn't immediate. Bart struggled to forgive his father at first. I'm sure it was difficult.
耶稣能改变人的生命，是吗？我们在巴尔特和他父亲身上也看到了这种改变。因为确诊患了癌症，巴尔特的父亲亚瑟·米拉尔德谦卑下来，蒙神光照和拯救，他成了神的儿女，也成为好父亲，甚至成为巴尔特的好朋友。看到父亲改变，彼此关系重建，使巴尔特感受到福音真实的大能，但他也花了好些时间才渐渐地能够原谅父亲。我相信这个过程并不容易。
Bart didn't want grace to be for his dad at first, but then he began to realize the power of grace in his dad and then in his own heart, and he found himself able to forgive. But how does this relate to I Can Only Imagine? Where did Bart get the idea to write a song like that?
起初巴尔特并不希望他父亲得到神的恩典，但后来他开始感受到恩典的能力在他父亲和他自己的心里，他开始有能力饶恕。但是这跟他创作的诗歌《我只能想象》有什么关系呢？他的灵感从何而来呢？
At his gravesite, my grandmother leaned over and said, I can only imagine what your dad's seeing now. And at 19, I became obsessed with that, the idea of heaven. You know, for me, it was almost like OCD, like thinking of heaven, where he is now was better than looking at an empty bedroom. Mm. And so if I had a pen in my hand, you know, I would write, I can only imagine anything I get my hands on. You know, a couple years after he passed, you know, we started Mercy Me, and then I had an independent record, needed one more song, and had like three journals and was literally trying to find a blank page to start writing on. I couldn't find, every page had some version of Imagine, I Can Only Imagine on every page. And so I was frustrated at first, I need a blank page. And then I realized, okay, God, I get it. And it took me about 10 minutes to write, even though it'd been in my heart for quite some time.
在我爸的坟墓旁，我听到奶奶这么说，你爸爸现在亲眼看到的，我只能凭想象看到。于是19岁的我开始不断想象天堂的模样，就像患了强迫症似的。何况，想象着爸爸在天堂的情况，总比看着他的空房间感觉好过些。当时，只要我手上有笔，就会随手拿纸来写上“我只能想象”之类的句子。我爸去世几年后，我参与创办了怜悯我乐团。我们要出唱片，但还差一首歌。也有刊物。有天我想找一张白纸开始来写作，却发现每张纸都写着和想象有关的字句。刚开始我很生气，居然连一张白纸都没有。但后来我说，好吧，神呐，我懂了。于是我用10分钟完成了《我只能想象》这首歌。但事实上，可以说是在我心里已经孕育了很久的一首歌。
Now the story of Bart and his dad Arthur reminds me of redemption and restoration found in Paul's letter to the church in Ephesus. I want to share it with you. Ephesians 3:20 and 21. Now to him who is able to do immediately more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. It's a prayer. It's a doxology. That's the Apostle Paul's version of I Can Only Imagine. The Lord can do far more than we imagine. His work is beyond imagination. I want to share just a couple of thoughts about what we just shared.
巴尔特和他父亲的见证使我想起保罗写给以弗所教会的书信中所叙述的救赎与复兴。让我来读。以弗所书三章二十到二十一节说，神能照着运行在我们心里的大力，充充足足地成就一切，超过我们所求所想的。但愿他在教会中，并在基督耶稣里得着荣耀，直到世世代代，永永远远。阿们。这是一个祷告，也是对神的颂赞，是使徒保罗版本的《我只能想象》。神能做我们想象不到的事，他的作为远超过我们的想象。我们来思想一下以上这段经文吧。
The first is that nothing is impossible for the Lord. In the context of Ephesians 3, Paul has just reminded this young church that the Lord has acted mightily to unite Jews and Gentiles into one people of God, His church. What seemed impossible was made possible through Jesus Christ. Jews and Gentiles hated each other.For the Jews, Gentiles were unclean, immoral, and godless. For Gentiles, Jews were isolated and arrogant and thought of themselves as entitled. But the Lord brought them together. Nothing is impossible for the Lord. Bart Millard never thought his dad could change into a man of faith. But of course, the Lord knew better. And the Lord did what only he can do. He changed Bart and his father by faith.Grace, and he united them under the sun.
首先，在神没有难成的事。在以弗所书第三章之前，保罗正向这个建立不久的以弗所教会说明，神以大能将犹太人和外邦人两下合而为一，成为一个新人，就是教会。这看起来是不可能的事，因为犹太人与外邦人彼此厌恶，但在基督耶稣里却成就了。本来犹太人看外邦人是不洁、不道德、不敬畏神的，而外邦人则觉得犹太人孤僻、高傲、自以为有特权。然而，神却能把他们连结在一起，在神没有难成的事。巴尔特·米拉尔德从来没想过他的父亲有可能变成基督徒，但是神却知道，而且神以恩典改变了巴尔特和他的父亲。这是只有神能做到，神使他们父子俩在基督里重建关系。
The second thing I want you to remember from this text is that the Lord's power can accomplish far more than we can ever imagine. Maybe Bart prayed for his dad. Maybe he wanted him to stop being angry. Maybe in your life you've simply asked for the abuse or the betrayal or the pain to go away. Not a bad prayer to pray, but the Lord can do so much more.He can turn sorrow into laughter, darkness into daylight, and he can take our pain and suffering and turn it for our good. And he can change the most desperately sinful heart. As Paul reflected on the Lord's powerful work in the Ephesian church, he can only imagine what amazing things the Lord might do through them. I hope you can join me in praying, like the Apostle Paul does here, to imagine and to pray.For great things from the Lord.
从这段经文，我们要思想的第二个点是，神的能力能成就一切超过我们想象的事。也许巴尔特曾经为他父亲祷告，他可能希望他父亲不要一直发脾气。也许你也祈求过不要再受虐待、背叛或痛苦。这些祷告都不错，但是神能成就更大的事。他能将忧愁变为欢乐，将黑暗化为白昼，他也能使我们所经历的痛苦困难转变为我们生命的益处，而且他能改变那些似乎无药可救的罪人的心。当保罗思想到神在以弗所教会当中所施行的大能，他实在不知道神还会如何使用他们去成就多么奇妙的工作，所以他只能想象。我盼望你能和我一起像保罗这样祷告，一起想象和祈求神成就伟大的事。
Well, the last thing about this passage in Ephesians 3 is that God gets all the glory. Paul isn't just saying that nothing is impossible for the Lord, and he's not just telling us that the Lord can do far more than we can imagine. He's saying that because this is true, all the glory goes to God. When we see someone change from a monster to a believer in Christ, we give the Lord the glory. It isn't because they straightened up or figured things out on their own. It's because the Lord worked in them through the gospel that they came to believe in Him. Jesus lived, died, and rose again for us. The power that raised Him from the dead is the same power that can raise us to new life. When we think about how the Lord has worked in our lives, we can only imagine how He might work through us in the lives of others. It's because of Jesus and His death on the cross that we have eternal life and a hope that one day we won't have to imagine what it'll be like. We will be with the Lord and we'll be with Him forever. And all glory goes to Him.
在以弗所书第三章这段经文里，我们要思考的最后一个点是，神得着一切的荣耀。保罗不只是说在神没有难成的事，也不只是说神能成就超乎我们想象的事。他说的是，正因为这几点都是真的，所以一切荣耀要归给神。当我们看到有人生命改变，从怪兽变成基督徒，我们要归荣耀给神。他们的改变不是因为他们自己想通了或者自己改邪归正，而是因为神通过福音在他们里面动工，以致他们能够信靠神。耶稣已经来过世上，活过，死了，又从死里复活。那叫他从死里复活的能力，也同样能叫我们得着新生命。当我们回想神在我们生命中做过的美事，我们就相信神也能通过我们的生命去祝福其他人。因着耶稣死在十字架上，我们可以得到永生，而且有一天我们不再需要想象永恒，而是能真实的与主永远同在一起。到时候，所有一切的荣耀都会归于神，一切荣耀归于神。
I'm finding myself at a loss for words, and the funny thing is, it's okay. The last thing I need is to be heard, but to hear what you would say. Word of God, speak. Would you pour down like rain, washing my eyes to see your majesty. To be still and know that you're in this place. Please let me stay.
超乎想象，你听到这个词语的时候，内心有怎样的感受呢？在收听了今天的节目之后，你认同超乎想象这个题目吗？人们常说，江山易改，本性难移。以前呢，特别是小时候，李诺还并不能特别深切地理解这个观点。我总是觉得，人是有知识的，有思想的，只要你跟他沟通好了，教育好了，不是很容易就改了吗？怎么会比改朝换代还难呢？后来慢慢长大了，成熟一些，才真正领会到这个观点的含义在人的身上是多么的精准。问题出在哪儿呢？人里面呢，都有自己的一个律， 事实上呢，这个律就是神放在我们里面赋予我们的自由意志。这个自由意志一旦认定了什么，那真的是很难改变的。当然了，江山易改本性难移的表述呢，也可以说它是中性的。毕竟本性这个也并没有说是好的还是坏的，只不过呢，我们常用在一些不好的性情的人的身上，大概呢是觉得只有他们需要改吧。那在今天的节目中，巴尔特密拉尔德的故事呢，我们已经听过一些，也更深入地理解到他为什么写出了一首《我只能想象》的诗歌。这跟他父亲性情上的转变是密不可分的。而华勒利姐妹的分享呢，虽然是很短，但我们还是能够了解到一些在他的家中，在他父亲身上所发生的翻天覆地的改变。这些啊，在李诺看来，的的确确是超乎想象的，可以说对于很多人来说是不敢想象的。你能想象有一天你的父亲突然转变了性情，突然改变了和你沟通的方式吗？你能想象那个曾经你惧怕的严厉的父亲，他愿意用柔声细语跟你沟通吗？很多时候真的是这样，越是我们熟悉的，越是我们亲近的，我们越是难以想象在他们身上能够发生怎样的改变。而在今天节目中所提到的这些改变，真的就是超乎想象的。而这些超乎想象的改变，都是跟耶稣基督、跟独一的神相关联的，或者说是只有神才能够做得到的。朋友，你相信吗？在你生命中，那些你无力改变、难以承受的痛苦，耶稣他都知道，他也愿意帮助你，带领你走向美好，迎向光明。欢迎你来信分享你收听节目的感想或者是体会。蓝天绿洲的节目邮箱是 haven@良友.net，短信号码是13229966122，短信开头请注明蓝天。你也可以关注良友之音微信公众号，在每周的周六周日发送节目代码711，就可以收听当天的蓝天绿洲。
What it will be like when I walk by your side. I can only imagine what my eyes will see when your face is before me. I can only imagine.
感谢朋友你今天的陪伴，我是李诺，我们下期节目时间再会。
Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah?Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine. I can only imagine.